Bizarre Show, episode 55, and it's a Monday, June 19th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome, everyone, to our show, Geek Bizarre, where we talk about gay topics, geek stories, and bizarre news. Well, bizarre topics this time, because it's not really news, but it's very interesting. It's about diarrhea, which is something we encountered this weekend. Well, I encountered this weekend. I was in Savannah, Georgia, Ray. It's almost near the neck of your woods.
That's right. You were 3 hours away. You could have drove on up to Edgefield.
That's right. So I was there for my sister's graduation, and I got to see my mom and my brother-in-law, my sister, my niece. We got to hang out, and we got to eat Longhorn Steakhouse.
You went all the way to Savannah, and you hated a Longhorn Steakhouse, which you can get here in Houston and most cities. But you didn't go to Paula Deen or any of the other fine dining establishments in Savannah.
Well, it wasn't really planned well. We were just really there to make sure that my sister gets her graduation. We didn't plan any kind of excursion or anything. And for one thing,
I think that's a family trait, not planning with you.
No. Actually, we plan if we want to. But you know, when it comes to eating, that's my problem. Everybody in my family has allergies. It's either gluten or egg or fish. There's nothing you can eat.
Well, you could have dropped them off at the hotel and said, y'all go have dinner where y'all want to. I'm going to eat at Paula Deen.
Uh-huh.
And have some fried catfish.
Fried catfish. How many pounds of butter you got in your fridge? It's pretty much what they have there, right? Just pounds.
There's
and
a couple
pounds
really good English
butter.
Pubs down in the old section that you could eat at.
So. Yeah, I could have. So anyway, so that was there for 3 days. So I was in South Carolina. I was able to drive. We looked at the map, and we're just like 20 minutes away from the border. So that's what we did. We drove to that part of South Carolina, and that covered my fourth to the last state. So three states to go for me. So yeah. That's really good.
Well, you just kind of rode around and turned around. You didn't actually see the state.
I didn't, but technically, I saw this. I saw the sign says, "Welcome to South Carolina."
I saw the sign.
Yeah, so I saw that. So I'm good enough with
one
that.
One day we'll go back and take a proper tour.
Okay, we'll do that. We get to see what's going on in South Carolina.
We'll go up to Myrtle Beach and Shag.
Mm-hmm.
We go up to Greenville and eat at the Beacon.
Mm-hmm.
We can take the Blue Ridge Parkway,
mm-hmm.
up the Appalachian Trail. We can zip you back over to Augusta, Georgia, so you can see the Masters.
Oh.
So, wait. Take you to Columbia so you can see the Gamecock Stadium. Go Cox.
Oh, go Cox. Okay. Maybe we can do that. So, that'd be exciting.
I can take you to all the Confederate War.
No!
And cemeteries.
Oh, cemeteries. Cemeteries are sometimes fun. Well, depends on who was buried there.
Take you uptown to the Edgefield Pool Room and have a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, Ray, what did you do while I was away? You stayed home?
Nothing. I was here all by myself.
Well, did you catch up on TV shows? Like,
there are no TV shows to catch up on. Everything's over with.
Oh, really? Okay.
The only thing that's just this guy out right now is Animal Kingdom and American Gods, which ended up Sunday.
Oh yeah, I'm still
just way too short.
I'm still watching it right now. I haven't finished it yet, so
Animal Kingdom's just getting started. Shadowhunters is back. I had to kind of catch up on that because I got the episodes out of order. Mm-hmm. But I started rewatching Game of Thrones so I can get ready for season 7.
Oh, the explosion. That's good. That'd be cool. When is it going to be, Game of Thrones?
So probably July.
Probably July? Okay.
Well, winter is coming, just not Houston.
Why did you play Nurse Ratched? What happened?
Well, I had to take care of Julio.
Oh, that's right. Shout out Julio. Hope he's, let's let him
all
listen
I saw
to
this afternoon. He's doing much better.
Oh, good. Okay. So we saw him yesterday visited. So he's in pain, but, he's recovering. Pretty well.
He said he didn't think that'd be this much pain with a sex change.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I thought it was penis enlargement.
He wishes. So no, I just babysit him this weekend, mm-hmm. somewhat.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time I sat here at the house and did nothing. Absolutely.
You didn't even plant tomatoes or anything, or?
Why would I plant tomatoes? It's too late.
I mean,
if you don't get tomatoes in the ground by April, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. When did I do mine? May. I did mine May.
Too late. Too late.
Too late.
You won't get any tomatoes from them until it's almost too late.
So. We'll see.
But you took me to get a foot massage yesterday. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right. We Ray and I went to that the one beside the Philippine restaurant. There's this foot massage. It's kind of weird that they would do a foot massage, but it's not really a foot. Well, they didn't do much foot massage. Did you even feel it? I feel like they bid more body.
He was kind of hurting me.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of hurting me. Well, my guy just wanted to like put his hands on me and try to stretch me out. And I was like, no, you need to rub my feet.
I know. Yeah, so. But what's the meaning of foot massage anyway? You have to massage the feet. When we were in a temple in, what is it, Cambodia, I think? When you say foot massage, they give you a foot massage.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I think here in Houston, it's a $20 deal. So it's, you know, they do lightly on the feet and then touch the rest of your body and make you feel good.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it feels so, good, though.
Although the guy that did me, he was very strong. He was an older guy, but I like the other guy that used to do it, the younger guy. But I have a feeling that place changed ownership. They didn't seem the same. There was just something off about it.
Yeah. It's not the husband and wife anymore.
Well, maybe they were off for the weekend, but who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe they only work Saturdays. So.
All right. Anyway, so let's... by the way, before we move on, happy Father's Day to everyone. Happy, you know, if you have a child or if you're a father or you consider yourself like a dad, happy Father's Day, everyone. Yesterday was... we celebrated Father's Day. Got to meet people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a Hubert and dad, Ray, so you're a dad too, right?
Yeah, I'm a daddy.
Daddy.
So, yeah. So, while we're here, why don't you talk about your father? Because I know this is a special day for him.
Well, yeah. It's a sad story. Back in 98, my dad passed. And I was here in the U.S. only for about 2 months. No. Yeah, 2 months. And I was in Dallas. Actually, I was living in Dallas. And I was there. I just flew in from New Jersey to Dallas. I moved there. And I was finding out that my dad was dying, actually. And on June 20th, actually. So it's going to be tomorrow. June 20th, I was in the room, in the apartment. And I was just, you know, motionless on the couch. And just waiting for a phone call, because anytime he could just die. And I got a call from my mom, and she said that my dad passed. And, you know, it was really sad because I was all alone in the house, FOB, fresh off the boat, staying in the house, and no one to comfort me. So the only thing I could do is really just, you know, call the Philippines, call my mom. And that's when, you know, well, of course, my mom was also distraught because, you know, mm-hmm. her husband died. So, yeah, those are my memories of June 20th, whenever it's actually back in 98, it's the day before Father's Day. So it's just kind of sad memories for me but then, you know, it's in the past. It's something that I sometimes look back to and, you know. It's kind of memorable for me. I posted on Facebook about it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what today is also for all of us Southern people?
Mm-hmm.
It's Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. That's a big Southern thing, isn't it?
Well, it's a big Southern thing for some people.
Is it that they're, you know... Is it because of... Guy? Oh, why? What's the significance? Just Juneteenth?
Google it.
No, no, just you. No, 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 no. When you're in the show, you say it. You say what you know.
You Google it.
I mean, what's going to happen in the world whenever you talk to someone and the only thing you can say is Google it? Come on. Tell me your stock knowledge. Tell me what you have. Oh, what is Juneteenth in your words? And then he Googles it.
I'll tell you what Google said.
Uh-huh.
Monday, June 19th is Juneteenth, 2017 in Texas. So it marks the end of slavery in the United States.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Did you know that?
Yes.
Or you know a different meaning.
I couldn't remember if it marked the end of it in the United States or if it was Texas. So.
Mm-hmm.
But on June 19th, 1865, Major General Gordon Granger came to Galveston, Texas, to inform the reluctant community that President Abraham Lincoln, 2 years earlier, had freed the slaves and to press locals to comply with his directive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So that's what it was. So the last of the phrase, slaves were freed on this day. So.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's really noisy here. Do you hear the noise here? I think my
I hear no noise.
You don't hear
the noise. Inside your head, Mater. It's all the voices.
No, because my microphone here is picking up some noise, so I have to fix that on post. Anyway, let's go to our news.
I hear no noise in my headset.
Right. Okay. So yeah, let's go to our stories now, Ray. Let's go to our gay.
Okay, the gay.
This is on Facebook.
Help hot dads find true love and dream daddy. They made an app about me, Maynard. They made an app about me.
That's right. It's about hooking up, right? This is one of those hookup apps.
Well, let's see. Dream Daddy is a dating sim headed to stream on July 13th.
Steam. It's an application. It's a software distributor. Yeah, Steam.
And you buy your stuff off Steam.
Yeah, once in a while I have Magic the Gathering. I have some other games that runs in Steam.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there where you get your zombie shooting game.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. You remember those days?
Okay. So,
okay.
In it, you will help sexy dads hook up with other dads. And I ain't too sure about all that. Naturally, the game announced itself to the world on Father's Day.
Ray, you're sexy to someone, okay?
While the dads themselves look varied enough, bearded dad, dad bod dad, alcoholic dad, it's the things they say that are really selling me on Dream Daddy. Things like, you want to hear the last piece of, you want the last piece of Havarti?
Havarti.
Havarti. And got any more of that wild in you? Dream Daddies indeed. Developed by Vernon Shaw and Leighton Gray through Game Grumps, Dream Daddy pitches itself as this year's most anticipated dad-based
really
game,
really
in which the dad you play as his daughter move into a new neighborhood chock full of single dads.
See, this should be a geek. This should be a geek.
So, but it's gay. Here's what the game, according to its Steam page, there are 7 dateable dads. Dad character creates a dad song.
That's so
multiple endings per dad. So you just don't get one happy ending, you get multiple.
Uh-huh.
It's voiced by the Game Gump and Friends. Written by Vernon Shaw and Leighton Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Artwork and peanut, all that kind of stuff. We'll leave all that stuff. But dad-themed mini and micro games throughout each date path. So many dad puns, like to the point where it made us all uncomfortable.
Yes. It's really, it's kind of, you know, punny. Yeah. Too much puns. Dad jokes, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. The game is still a month out from releasing on P, which means there's plenty of time on your to plan out your perfect dad. Sorry, actual dad.
Yeah, PC. So it's going to be out on PC.
So it's a sim app.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they're going to do. Lots of sex, maybe? I don't know. That'll be hot, though. Anyway, okay. So that should have been kind of a geek. But this one's more a lot geekier because this is kind of nostalgic.
Well, no, this is Dream Daddy. It's for gay dads.
It's for gay dads. But the next one is actually kind of geeky, Ray, because I'm sure you had one of these devices before.
But for all those little boys that have daddy issues, they can go create the perfect dad on their game and play with them.
Okay. Ray, we moved on to geek.
Well, no. Well, you kept bringing it up that it wasn't gay, so I'm just saying. And you bring up this old Atari console that was boring when it came out. It's probably still going to be boring.
No, it's not. It's something I might... Don't you even remember your days when you were young and you were playing Atari?
Most boring as shit ever.
No, well, it's boring now.
My mom went and bought us an Atari, and I played it maybe 3 days the whole time we had it.
Wait, what did you get?
The rest
Pong?
Of it sat there and... Whatever the first games were that came out, it was the most boring shit ever.
Didn't you even play like,
I was like
Pac-Man?
Pac-Man wasn't on it back then.
Oh, come on, Atari.
When we got the first Atari console, it was Pong, which was the tennis game, right?
Yeah, kinda.
And then there was some kind of shooting game, like almost like Galaxy, that eventually I think turned into Galaxy or whatever it's called. But it was very boring, and I was like, who in the hell is going to play this shit? I thought I was getting something.
What?
So I cut the thing off, and I...
Wait, how old were you? Good Lord. Are you like 30 back then?
What year did it come out?
I don't know, 1980,
78, 79? I was 13 in 1980, so it was probably 10 to 13.
It bored you?
I was like, screw this stuff. I want to be outside doing stuff. I don't want to be sitting here watching this thing doing stupid shit.
So anyway.
That's why I still to this day, no matter how advanced the video games got, I still don't get into video games.
Uh-huh.
I cannot. They're just too boring and too repetitive for me. And I do enough of that shit at work. So.
But don't you play like Farmville anymore?
No, I never played Farmville.
Mm-hmm.
I do not play tapping games. I don't play video games. I play board games.
That's why
games
I couldn't talk
games.
Tech with you. You find tech boring. Okay,
it's boring.
Let's go to this geek article. It's on the Gay Geek Bizarre Show because and on the Facebook because this is something, you know, even the poster. I think who posted this. I think
the only thing that good that came out of Atari back then. There was a comic book, an Atari comic book that came out that was pretty cool.
Okay. Oh.
Which I still have.
You're one of those. Instead of playing the games, you actually read the comic books about it.
I read a comic book, sir.
Okay. So Atari is indeed working.
It was Atari Force.
Come on, Ray, let's do it. Atari is indeed working on a new console, says the CEO. When Atari first revealed its Atari Box project at E3 this year, the announcement was met with skepticism as to whether the teaser was even real. I hope it's real. The company hadn't made a home game console in more than 20 years, and yet it was choosing 2017 to get back in the game. Welp, apparently so, because Atari CEO Fred Chesney's, okay, confirmed to GamesBeat on Friday that the company is doing just that. Chesney's, why is this? The spellings are different. Chesney's also revealed that the new product, which has been years in the making, oh my god, 2 decades, oh my god, Ray's playing with his nipples, which has been Ray's in the, oh, yeah, Ray's, years in the making, will include the wood grain paneling. It's like the original. Yeah, that's right. Wood grain paneling seen in the teaser video, though the final design has yet to be determined. He also noted that the hardware will be PC-based. The Atari CEO remained mum on most other details of the project. So Atari has started to regain some of its early 80s mojo since Chesney's bought the company out of bankruptcy in 2013. What?
What's Atari done since the
80s? No, nothing. They haven't. That's the point. They haven't done anything for more 20 years, for more than 20, something like that.
I mean, most of their stuff came from video arcade games, wasn't it?
Well, they're derivatives, yeah. But yeah. Then they made Atari consoles and everything. So, yeah, and who knows? I don't know. Maybe, oh, wait. When it went to bankruptcy back in 2013, so, and then they just wanted to build, you know, build up on it, but it's going to be PC based. Not before. I don't know what kind of what do you call this? What kind of CPU they're going to use? They used before, but now it's going to be PC based. So it's going to be Intel based, maybe as powerful as your laptop, right? Anyway, so Ray, so you did not do video games when you were young, not even Sega, not even Commodore, not even...
Not any of that stuff. None of that stuff.
No?
In the later 80s, when like the video arcades really sprung up everywhere, and there was like Pac-Man and stuff, and I'd play those for a little bit, but I got bored. I still get bored doing that. I went to a birthday party that was hosted at a video game place here in Houston, and like... After 30 minutes, I was like, okay, what do we do now?
Wow.
Video game. I get bored. I don't.
Ray gets bored. That's going to be
That's why I like doing card games and board games, because you interact with people. Video games, you don't get to interact with people.
Uh-huh. Let me write that down. That's going to be the new title of this show. Ray doesn't like video games. Ray doesn't like video games.
When John and I were together, we played two video games. We played Silent Hill, and we argued all the time playing it because I let him handle the controls, and he would run around and kill stuff, and I solved all the, and I helped solve the clues and catch stuff that he missed because he'd run and totally miss shit laying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played Eternal Darkness, which was another game like that where you ran a lot and kill stuff, and then you had to solve clues. So
mm-hmm.
we played them together. I never played them by myself. And I tried Final Fantasy when it came out. It was big PC-based, and I was just like, I think I did try it for a year off and on. I just, nope.
Didn't like it too much. Poor Ray. Oh, well, okay. So anyway, Atari's going to come back, and we'll see if it's going to be a hit. And who knows if you like some nostalgia. If I'm going to do something, though, something nostalgic like that, I'll probably do an emulated video game thing. Get something like a Raspberry Pi to do emulation. But it would be something more fun, I guess. All right, Ray, let's go to this diarrhea story. It's going to be bizarre.
Okay. All right, our bizarre story is, why do sick bodies turn poop into diarrhea? And Maynard doesn't understand why I put this as a bizarre, but people sit around and talking about diarrhea. That's kind of bizarre. So,
okay.
Anyway, despite thousands of years of pant-crapping history, there's a surprising amount we don't know about diarrhea. There's a couple of ways we figured out how to treat the symptom, but lots of scientists' understanding of diarrhea from illness like traveler's diarrhea is more based on intuition than data. An internal team of researchers is trying to figure out how and why the body lets all that extra water get into your poop, or rather, in certain cases, where a bacteria causes diarrhea in mice. Call it traveler's diarrhea for mice, since that's the way they did the research. But the study could have all sorts of
implications.
I cannot speak tonight, for the way we understand and treat the symptom. Also, it's just cool as hell to better understand why your body gets sick and smelly. And diarrhea does stink. God, it stinks. So we set out to test on a more detailed way. We ask, how does the water get across the lining in your intestine? Again, all this work was on mice, not humans. But humans have all the proteins in their body as well. So it could at least serve as a useful model to study the symptom. Anyway, here goes. The intestinal wall is lined with cells, much like the skin is, and some, but not a lot of water can get through. Water can pass through the cells themselves, it can pass through holes in the lining, or it can pass through the junctions that normally seal the space between the cells. So your intestine is kind of like a sponge, it lets stuff go through it. So.
Mm-hmm.
When the mouse bodies got sick, immune cells came to the intestinal wall and released a protein called interleukin-22, and humans have these proteins too. This protein bonded to the cells on the intestinal wall and told them to release another protein called claudin-2. This protein caused a leak in the cell junctions that let water in, making the mouse poo runnier. The researchers performed all types of tests on three kinds of mice to make their conclusion. Regular control mice that had made lots of claudin-2, and mice that didn't make any. The latter two were genetically modified to be that way. The regular mice had runnier poop when they got sick, and the mice who laid lots of claudin-2 always had runny poop. But the mice without the claudin-2 had the worst of all. Their immune system went crazy trying to clear this infection. It couldn't, said Turner. The mice had more severe injury to their lining cells, and they still ended up having diarrhea because it looked like the immune system attacked the cells to help make some bacteria-clearing diarrhea. Again, clinical trials in mice don't often lead to success in people, said Turner, but simply understanding how diarrhea happens in response to a bacterial infection is important information. There's still doubt as to whether diarrhea's actual purpose is to flush the body of pathogens. For example, this study adds evidence to that. Diarrhea is a major cause of illness and death worldwide, said Turner. People are working on drugs to prevent diarrhea, but this could tell us that you have to be careful about it. In the case of this pathogen, if you block it, you make the infection much worse. Anyway, diarrhea is an enigma, but the next time you're screaming from the toilet seat, just think that your body is probably doing it for a good reason.
Yeah, so it's like a defense mechanism, having diarrhea. Yeah. So you're saying it's good that you have diarrhea so you could purge any of the bacteria. But then,
my question is, sometimes you have diarrhea for short periods, but you don't get sick, you don't feel bad, you just get diarrhea. And then next day you're constipated. The next day you got diarrhea. And it goes back and forth. And you get all in between. So it's kind of interesting reading this. It's like, so does it actually, every time you have diarrhea, does that mean you've got some kind of pathogen or bacteria in your system that the body's rejecting and it's trying to clear it out before it does more damage?
Yeah, most probably your bacteria is, you're right. Yes, the latter that you're rejecting, your body is trying to flush yourself. But the other way also, if you're taking a lot of antibiotics, is the lack of bacteria, lack of good bacteria. And that's when actually you do have, I guess your body does defend itself by having diarrhea, or you don't have enough digestive bacteria. I don't know.
But the thing with diarrhea, you get dehydrated really fast.
Oh, yeah. I make sure that if I do get diarrhea, I do drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
That's right.
Well, you play softball, too, so you got to watch it.
I don't have diarrhea when I play softball.
But you never know. When you slide into home and you're feeling kind of foamy, it's diarrhea. Y'all never learned that song as kids?
Not those kind of lyrics. But that's the first time I heard that version.
Oh my God.
Foamy?
When you're so... Oh my God.
That's the first time I heard of that. Anyway, okay. So I guess that's our stories for the week. I'd like to. So what are we doing this week, Ray? Are we going to. Any good movies this coming weekend?
I don't know. I can't remember. I know this week. Here's the song. When you're sliding into first and your pants begin to burst.
Diarrhea.
You're sliding into and your pants. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. So about the foam thing, I don't know about that. It did rhyme with home.
So. Yeah, when you're sliding into first and your pants begin to burst, that's diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sliding into two and your pants are filled with goo, that's diarrhea, diarrhea. You don't remember singing that as a kid?
No.
When you're sliding into third
and
you feel a greasy turd, that's diarrhea.
Those are the ones I heard. But when it comes to foam, when you said something with foam, that's the part I didn't hear about before.
When you're sliding into home and your pants are filled with foam, that's diarrhea.
Ah,
diarrhea. So
that's really real.
You're getting in a state because you left it very late, diarrhea.
Oh, so, gross. I know I didn't grow up with that because I don't, diarrhea.
It's not very funny, but it's hot and runny, diarrhea.
Oh, gross. Anyway,
I'm sorry you didn't live a special childhood like most Americans.
No, because I didn't was not born an American.
Oh no, mm-hmm. Such a shame.
What? All right,
all the good stuff.
Uh huh. Third world countries. All right, so I guess that's the show. Thank you everyone for listening. Special thanks to Caesar for the articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And if you want to comment on the show. Send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and then go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.